Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to discuss staying calm in challenging situations. Describing a time when you had to remain composed during a difficult situation is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This theme allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate personal experiences, express emotions, and use appropriate vocabulary. Let's explore how to excel in this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking exam. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, you may encounter questions related to staying calm or handling stress. Here are some possible questions and suggested answers. Sample question 1. Do you consider yourself a calm person? Sample answer. Generally speaking, I'd say I'm fairly level-headed. I tend to keep my cool in most situations, but like anyone, I can feel stressed when faced with significant challenges. However, I've learned some effective techniques for managing stress, such as deep breathing and mindfulness, which help me maintain my composure. Sample question 2. What do you do to relax when you feel stressed? Sample answer. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, I find that engaging in physical activity is incredibly beneficial. I often go for a brisk walk or do some yoga, which helps me clear my mind and regain perspective. Additionally, I find that listening to soothing music or practicing meditation for even just 10 minutes can work wonders in alleviating stress. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card asking you to describe a situation where you had to stay calm. Here's a sample cue card and response. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to stay calm in a difficult situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, why it was difficult, how you managed to stay calm. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to maintain my composure in a challenging situation. This incident occurred about 2 years ago when I was giving an important presentation at work. The situation arose during a crucial meeting with potential investors for our company's new project. It was a high-stakes presentation that took place in our main conference room with about 15 people in attendance, including our CEO and the investors. What made it particularly difficult was that halfway through my presentation, the projector suddenly malfunctioned, leaving me without my visual aids. This was a major setback, as I had relied heavily on these slides to illustrate key points and data. To stay calm, I first took a deep breath to center myself. I then acknowledged the technical issue to the audience and assured them that we could proceed without the slides. I drew upon my thorough preparation and in-depth knowledge of the project to continue presenting the information verbally, using the whiteboard to sketch out some key diagrams. I maintained eye contact with the audience and used confident body language to convey assurance. By focusing on the content rather than the technical glitch, I was able to deliver the key points effectively. In the end, the presentation was well received, with the investors impressed by my ability to adapt to the unexpected situation. This experience taught me the importance of staying flexible and maintaining poise under pressure. Follow-up questions. Do you think staying calm is an important skill in professional settings? How can people learn to stay calm in stressful situations? Sample answers. Absolutely. The ability to remain composed in challenging situations is crucial in professional environments. It demonstrates emotional intelligence and leadership qualities. When faced with unexpected obstacles or high-pressure scenarios, staying calm allows you to think clearly, make rational decisions, and inspire confidence in your colleagues and superiors. Learning to stay calm in stressful situations is a skill that can be developed over time. Some effective strategies include practicing mindfulness and meditation regularly to improve overall emotional regulation, developing a growth mindset to view challenges as opportunities for learning rather than threats, preparing thoroughly for anticipated stressful situations to boost confidence, using positive self-talk and visualization techniques to maintain a calm state of mind, engaging in regular exercise and maintaining a healthy lifestyle to build resilience to stress. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and answers. Question 1. Why do you think some people are better at staying calm in difficult situations than others? Sample answer. I believe that a person's ability to remain calm under pressure is influenced by a combination of factors. Firstly, innate personality traits play a role. Some individuals are naturally more even-tempered and less prone to anxiety. However, I think life experiences and learned coping mechanisms are equally, if not more, important. People who have faced and overcome challenges in the past often develop a sense of resilience and self-efficacy. They've learned that they can handle difficult situations, which boosts their confidence when facing new obstacles. Moreover, those who have been taught or have practiced stress management techniques, such as mindfulness, deep breathing, or cognitive reframing, are better equipped to regulate their emotions in high-pressure situations. It's also worth noting that having a strong support system and healthy lifestyle habits can contribute to one's overall ability to manage stress effectively. Question 2. In what ways can staying calm benefit a person in their personal and professional life? Sample answer: the ability to maintain composure in challenging situations can have profound benefits in both personal and professional spheres. In one's personal life, staying calm can lead to healthier relationships by allowing for more rational communication during conflicts. It can also contribute to better decision-making in important life choices, as a calm mind is more capable of weighing options objectively. Professionally, the benefits are equally significant. Maintaining composure under pressure is often seen as a hallmark of good leadership. It inspires confidence in colleagues and subordinates, creating a more stable and productive work environment. Moreover, individuals who can stay level-headed during crises or high-stakes situations are often more likely to find innovative solutions to problems and make sound judgments. From a physiological perspective, the ability to stay calm can also lead to better overall health. Chronic stress is known to have numerous negative health effects, so being able to manage stress effectively can contribute to improved physical and mental well-being. In essence, staying calm is a valuable skill that can enhance one's quality of life, career prospects, and overall health, making it a crucial attribute to cultivate in today's fast-paced world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, when discussing staying calm in difficult situations, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Composure, noun, compor, calmness or self-control. Example: she maintained her composure throughout the challenging interview. Level-headed, adjective, calm and sensible, especially in difficult situations. Example: his level-headed approach helped resolve the conflict quickly. To keep one's cool, idiom, to stay calm in a difficult situation. Example: despite the pressure, she kept her cool and finished the presentation flawlessly. To rise to the occasion, idiom, to show that you can deal with a difficult situation successfully. Example: when faced with the unexpected challenge, he rose to the occasion and impressed everyone. Unflappable, adjectable, remaining calm and composed in a difficult situation. Example: her unflappable demeanor made her an excellent crisis manager. To take something in stride, idiom, to deal with something difficult in a calm way. Example: he took the criticism in stride and used it to improve his performance. Equanimity, noun, equanimity, mental calmness and composure in difficult situations. Example: she faced the challenges with remarkable equanimity. To keep a level head, phrase, to remain calm and sensible in a difficult situation. Example: it's important to keep a level head when dealing with emergencies. Examiner's advice: to excel in discussing how to stay calm in difficult situations during your IELTS speaking test. Use personal anecdotes. Share genuine experiences to make your answers more engaging and memorable. Employ a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to calmness and stress management. Provide detailed explanations. Elaborate on your points to demonstrate your ability to express complex ideas. Show reflection. Discuss what you learned from the experience and how it affected you. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with common questions and practice articulating your thoughts clearly. Stay on topic. Ensure your answers are relevant to the question asked. Use appropriate body language. Maintain eye contact and use gestures to convey confidence and calmness. By following these tips and incorporating the suggested vocabulary, you'll be well prepared to discuss staying calm in difficult situations during your IELTS speaking test, potentially boosting your score to the band 7 to 8 range. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.